Steve Moore writes, when Bernie Sanders and seemingly half the Democrats running for re-election promise Medicare for all, they mean exactly what they say. This is a health plan for all. Everybody is tossed in the swimming pool. So writes, as I say, Steve Moore, who is with FreedomWorks, freedomworks.org. And we're going to talk about this right now in reference to an article he wrote for the Washington Times called Medicare for All. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Steve, welcome back to the program. So great to have you on. Thank you.
Hi, Jerry. Good to be with you.
Listen, I don't understand, Steve, what's going on. Medicare for All and socialized medicine and single-payer medicine and so forth seems to be a loser wherever it's actually tried. The people don't like it, like in England or in Canada and so forth. But the Democrats seem to be sold on this. Enlighten us.
Well, you're right. I mean, almost all the Democrats who are running for Congress and so on are running on this, Medicare for All plan, which is basically putting everyone under Medicare. And the problem with that, there are a lot of problems with that, Jerry. I mean, one of which is just that socialized medicine doesn't work, right? Socialized medicine has been a failure everywhere where it leads to, higher costs and higher taxes and worse healthcare outcomes. But what I wanted to emphasize in my piece that you're citing is that at least under Obamacare, which, by the way, that was a total flop, right? You know, it was supposed to save money, and people's premiums on average doubled in 6 years under Obamacare. But the at least when, remember, Barack Obama was selling Obamacare, his famous line, remember this one, Jerry, is, if you like the health care you've got and the doctor you've got and the plan you've got, you can keep it. Well, under Medicare for All, they don't even make that promise. I mean, in fact, under Medicare for All, whether you like your health care or not, you're all swept into the same huge pool under Medicare. So you can't, that, by my estimates, Jerry, between 140 and 160 million Americans, that's like the equivalent of everyone, to the west of the Mississippi River, would be swept into, would lose their health plan that they have now, and they would be forced into Medicare whether they like it or not.
And what's really bad, too, is that if you, let's say you have private insurance through your office, the way these things would work is your family would not be covered, even if you had that private health care through your office insurance. So, in other words, ultimately, we would all lose.
Well, that's right. And look, the problem that liberals have in terms of selling this is that, if it turns out, polls show pretty consistently that, roughly two out of three, about 70% of Americans who have private health insurance, they like what they have. They like it. Now, look, most Americans probably say, yeah, I want to make sure every American who's a citizen of this country is covered for, medical needs. But that's very different from saying, I want everybody in America to be stuck in a health plan, even whether they want it or not. And look, think about the unions, for example, Jerry. For years and years, if not decades, they have negotiated very generous, health care plans for their employees. Guess what? Those get thrown right into the trash, and now everybody's under Medicare. Now, the other problem, of course, is that Medicare is already running massive deficits, right? And Medicare has several trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities that we can't pay for. So it seems to me kind of fiscal lunacy to put, another 150 million people on a plan that's already failing. I mean, that's like asking people to get on the deck of the Titanic.
Mm. By the way, I saw an interview that Jake Tapper of CNN, I don't agree with CNN very much, but this interview, I thought it was very instructive. He was talking to that darling, of the left, Ocasio-Cortez, who's running, for Congress.
Yeah.
And so he basically was saying, okay, this is going to cost Medicare for All and these other packages you're talking about are going to cost about $40 trillion. How is that going to be paid for? And she said, well, we'll take the $2 billion, we'll repeal the tax cut of Trump. That'll give us $2 billion, supposedly, or $2 trillion. We'll use that. And they said, okay, but you're still $38 trillion short. What about that? Where does that come from?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, the problem is, as I said, Medicare is already a near bankrupt system. So you know, by the way, it's if you put everybody in under Medicare, then the seniors who have Medicare are going to be the big losers because they're going to have to pay more for the system. And many of them are going to get reduced quality of care. It's a very dangerous proposition. Look, my philosophy on this is that the two industries in America where we've had the most inflation and out-of-control costs, as you know, because Jerry, you and I have talked about this on the show, that those two industries with the most rapid inflation are healthcare and education. Now, gee, what do those two industries have in common, healthcare and education? Well, the answer is obvious. Those are the two industries that are most regulated by and subsidized by government. And so the idea that we're going to move from today in America, we have 50% private sector health care and 50% government health care. Under the plan that Bernie Sanders and, you know, it seems like two-thirds of the Democrats running for Congress want is instead of 50% public, 50% private, they want 100% public. Now, they say, well, this is going to save all this money. They may save money, but you know how these socialist healthcare systems save money, Jerry? By reducing the quality of care, by making people wait for, you know, if you need, you know, some kind of emergency surgery or you need some kind of treatment, you wait in line. You don't get it right away. You know, so we would be sacrificing the best quality healthcare in the world today as a result of a government-run system.
Listen to what this is something you wrote in that article, and we'll post your article. It's excellent. Americans don't have to imagine what a government-run system would look like. We have one that already covers millions of Americans. It's called the VA health system.
Yep.
Our veterans die in the waiting lines, and the hospitals often provide shoddy levels of care to the very people who have earned through their service and sacrifices the best care in the world. So it's really like, yeah, you know, okay, you want the VA system, but for everybody, you know, that's really, it's just, but Steve, I'm so frustrated because these polls seem to indicate that, oh, the Democrats are going to sweep the House and, you know, and take over the House. Oh no, Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I think that's a really good point. And you know, look, the one thing that Americans don't want to mess with is their health care, right? I mean, you know, health care is a matter of life and death, right, Jerry? I mean, this is the most important thing, especially as you get older, if you have family, if you have young kids and you want to keep them healthy. And this idea that somehow we're going to put everybody in a government-run system, and you're right to mention the Veterans Administration. I mean, it is near criminal what has happened in the VA system. And it is a government-run healthcare system. And you know, what Donald Trump is saying, let some of our, you know, our servicemen and women, the people who have fought for our country and you know, have suffered, in many cases, terrible, you know, injuries and combat injuries. Don't you think, Jerry, they should get the best healthcare in the world? Yeah. And yet, under the VA government-run system, they get practically the worst healthcare.
But the worst part is that they want to then impose that on the rest of us, you know, on the whole system.
Exactly. So that's the point is, you know, now all of a sudden, instead of what we want to do with the VA system, just let the veterans go to any good hospital they want to, right? I mean, as I said, they deserve the best quality of care. Instead, they're forced into very second, third, and fourth rate VA hospitals that have a terrible health record. And that's the system now that would be basically created by Medicare for all. And, you know, look, it's also a bad system because everybody should be able to choose their own health plan. You know, you and I are very different people. You may want different kind of coverage than I do. You may be willing to pay more for certain kind of services than I am. And that's America, right? Everybody gets to choose, but there is no right to choose under Medicare for all.
What's at stake in the midterms when it comes to this whole issue of health care and Medicare for all proposal?
I think it's going to be a huge issue. I mean, I think that this, you know, Democrats are basically running, you know, their number one message now is, well, they have two messages, repeal the tax cuts, which have been an incredible economic success, and then, you know, have socialized single-payer health care. By the way, I predicted this was going to happen. You know, back when Obamacare passed, I knew that Obamacare was going to be a failure. You know, I worked at the Wall Street Journal at the time. We must have run three editorials every week warning people that Obamacare was going to be a disaster. And now Obamacare is a disaster. And we also warned this was just a, you know, a skip across the pond, you know, to get to single-payer government-run health care. And it turns out, unfortunately, this is one of those times I wish I had been wrong, Jerry, but I was right.
Yeah.
We know exactly where they're aiming right now. The government is going to run the health care system just the way they run the school system, just the way they've run Medicaid and other VA system and so on. And, you know, we Americans have to pay very close attention to this because, as I said, this is a matter of not just about money, Jerry. It's about life and death.
Wow. You know, I think you're absolutely right. Now, let me ask you a question. In light of all these things that you're saying, how come some polls show the Democrats even possibly winning the House or winning back the House?
Well, I don't think people have really focused on it. Look, if you tell people, what do you think about a system where everybody gets free health care? Yeah, sure. Free? Absolutely. But that's why what you're doing is a real public service by saying, well, look, it isn't so free. You know, you're going to get less quality care. You're going to wait in lines longer. You're going to have to pay higher taxes. That doesn't make it sound free to me, Jerry. Does it to you?
No. No, and it's so scary, though, that that people are falling for this. Bernie Sanders is more popular in some ways than Donald Trump is, obviously, in some quarters.
Yeah, but you know what? It's, you know, at the end of the day, it was Donald Trump who won the election on a freedom agenda, not Bernie Sanders on a socialist agenda. So I think in the end of the day, the American people will overwhelmingly reject the Medicare for All single-payer system. And I think people will say, look, if we want to cover everyone for health insurance, we're a rich country, we can cover the citizens who can't afford health care. But we don't have to ruin our entire health care system and throw everybody into the same pot, you know, to cover 25 million people who don't have care when we have 320 million people who do have care. And like it, like what they have. So this is not going to pass. I think the American, in fact, I think, you know, this issue is going to hurt Democrats in the midterm elections because people will see through it and they'll say, you know, this isn't what I was signing up for. This is not the kind of health care that my kids and my family need.
Can we learn something from Canada?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Canada. I meant to and I forgot, so thank you. You know, Canada has a single-payer system, and you know, many people like it. You know, many Canadians say it's a great system. The problem in Canada, it was twofold. Number one is Canada is a total free rider system on our healthcare. So we are the ones who invent all the new drugs, vaccines, medical devices, all the new procedures that, you know, allow people to survive from, you know, terrible injuries or allow people to recover from cancer, cancer free, and all, you know, the amazing progress in healthcare and combating disease has come from the billions and billions of dollars we spend in the United States. Canada doesn't have to absorb those costs, so they don't have, you know, Americans have to pay all of that cost. And my point is, look, if the United States goes to a socialist system, who's going to pay the cost of, you know, the hopeful cures that we could see in the next 20 years for Alzheimer's, MS, you know, diabetes, you know, epilepsy, you know, Parkinson's disease. All of these things are within our grasp. And when you move towards a socialized system, there's no incentive for anyone to innovate. The companies don't have any incentive to invent new drugs and vaccines because nobody's going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, as you know, Jerry, is that when people get really sick in Canada, they have a real serious injury or ailment, where do you think they come for health care?
U.S.
They come here.
Yep.
Well, where are they going to go now? I mean, if we're the country, only country that still has a free market-based health care system, and we go socialist, you know, where are people going to go if they need really high-quality care? I mean, I think what you're going to have is Mayo Clinic set up in places like Jamaica and Bermuda.
Oh, man. Can you clarify something real fast? What does the term single-payer system mean? I know it means socialized medicine, but what does that phrase mean, single-payer?
It means it all goes to the government. It means that the health care payments that you make no longer go to doctors or hospitals or, you know, medical facilities like the Mayo Clinic. There's no health insurance, you know, market. It's all just run straight through the government. And then the government runs. Now, since the government is, quote, the single payer, that means they get all the money. Who do you think, you know, dictates the hospitals, the doctors, the procedures you can get? You know, you might think, gee, I'm 69 years old and I need hip replacement surgery. And the government officials say, well, you know,
we've decided
that people who are 69 years old can't get a hip replacement surgery, whether you want it or not. And that's the kind of thing that is, you know, remember people used to call death squads, where the government is making decisions about who can get care and who can't.
Right.
That's a really dangerous situation.
Yeah, we've seen that happen in England. Steve Moore, freedomworks.org. Thanks so much for being with us, Steve.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, great. Bye-bye now.